Hi, I'm doing this without a script. So I want to use this channel to be authentic, to be myself, and to really have conversations. And so I wanted to take this time to talk about my book. I did take notes because I did not want to talk forever, but I wanted to go over the book and kind of some background on it and how it came to be and explain a little bit more. And hopefully it lets you know a little bit more about the ins and outs of the book. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what writing a book taught me about leadership. So first off, let's start with who writes a book. I had this idea, I don't know if you guys have ever had it, but I've had this idea that I've been called for something greater, that I should be doing more with my life. And I just couldn't define it. I couldn't define what that looked like and how that felt. I got frustrated. And so I didn't know what I didn't know. And I thought about writing a book for a while, but then I thought, well, what do I write a book about? And so I mulled over a lot of topics. And then I had a conversation with my sister a couple of years ago. And it was a, you know, standard conversation. My sister is a VP at her organization, and we were just talking about leadership and development and feedback that she was giving me and tips that she was giving me. And then it just got me thinking about just leadership as a whole, and what does that look like, and how have I been a leader, and where have I been good and where have I been bad? So a lot of reflection. And then I realized that I was at 30 years with my company. And so spending 30 years with a company gives you a lot of time to reflect. And one of the things that I noticed is even when I wasn't in leadership, what my company was really great about is encouraging you to be a leader, even in individual contributor situations. While I may have had direct reports for half of that time with my company, 15 years of it, the entire time, I feel like I have been in this leadership training course throughout my entire career. And I wanted to reflect upon all of that and really what I learned in that. And then I started thinking about, like, when I became a leader, and I don't know if this resonates with you. If it does, drop it in the comments. But when I first became a leader, one of the things that stood out to me was I didn't have a training book. Like, you become a leader, they give you these people and they're like, okay, develop them. And I just didn't know what that meant. I didn't know how. And the development and the leadership that I got didn't fill the gap, didn't give me anything to work with. And it was a lot of, you'll get it, you'll know, you'll figure it out. And you do. You do figure it out eventually. You figure out what your pattern is. And a lot of it is because of either leaders that you've had that were great and leaders that you had that were bad. But it's really not a structure for you to figure out who you are as a leader, getting to know your team, and then delivering, driving results, right? So that's kind of where I started, right? That's where I came from. And so that was part of the background to it. And then I started questioning, should this even be me? I've been with my company for 30 years. I have been direct reports for 15 of them, but I have been in a leadership construct, I would say, for the entire amount of my career. And so, but then I thought, why me? Like, why would anybody listen to me? Why should I do it? I have so many great mentors and friends and leaders around me that influenced this book that I thought, well, they should do it. Why should I do it? They should do it. And so I had to get over that kind of imposter syndrome, because what I did and what I was doing was putting together the structure. Each of my leaders had something great. My goal was to take all of that greatness and put it into something that I would have wanted when I first became a leader. So that's kind of where this all came from. I also wanted to put in what I had actually learned. I had good leaders and I had some not so good leaders. I wanted to take this time to actually have that put together too, because the good leaders, while they may have had not so good leaders, that I didn't see. I only saw the good. So this was a chance for me to reflect back on the good and the not so good leaders and really kind of think through what that would look like and how I put that structure together. So here's why it matters for you, because it saves you time. I remember when I first became a leader, again, the feedback was, you can do this, you'll be great, you'll figure it out, and you will figure it out. And if you don't hear anything else from this, you will figure it out on your own. But what if you didn't have to? What if there was a faster way? What if you could take the lessons that and the mistakes that I made in my career, and it could help you get to even better, even faster? What if? And so that's where the book came from. So what I was really looking to fill was that traditional training gap. My company has done a phenomenal job of this. It's training. And I received a lot. And I joke that if there was a leadership class that my company offered, that I received it. And so that's what I did. I took all the leadership classes. But what I realized in this reflective time was the leadership classes were very much geared towards my development and what I needed. And so I felt like it really didn't help me understand the people on my team. Or it was like, here, give them this quiz and it tells you if they are a maximizer or if they're purple. But what do I do with that? And how do I build a structure to have a conversation? And how do I give feedback to that type of space? There was really nothing tied to that and how to put that all together. And so that's really what I wanted to focus on, was how do I bring all of those good things that the company was giving me and then just fill in the gap for what was missing. And so that's where the Fuel framework came from. And so if you've been listening to the podcast or you've listened to a few of the other episodes on here, Fuel is my development system that is for developing people and driving success. So Fuel, for those who haven't heard really briefly, F is for focus. It's really about focusing on the individual and understanding the needs of that individual. U is for unlock, and that's really about unlocking that skill gap that that person has and the skill gap that you need in the role. So it's a really lot of deep work from a leadership perspective, but that's where some straight good development can happen. And then there's the engage, the E. And the engage was really important for me because it was about getting in the space with your team. A lot of times as a leader, we want to stay up high. They tell you stay high, don't get in the weeds. And to some extent, you shouldn't. But I felt like with engage, if your team doesn't feel like you will do the work with them, then why should they do the work? And so one of the examples that stands out to me is I was doing a shadow walk. And while we were walking, they were taking a pick to pick up trash. And I said to the leader, why are you doing that? And they said, because if my team doesn't see me engaging in this, then why should they do it? Why is it important for them if it's not important for me? And so that's what engage really does. Engage brings you into the meeting with them. It brings you into the mess with them, not down there, but it brings you in there with them. Because if they can see why it's important to you, then it becomes important to them. When you're engaged, it brings a level of transparency. So your team can see when you mess up. They can see when you make a mistake, and they learn together. How do we accomplish this as a team? How do we build as a team? Which leads to the last letter, which is L, and leverage. And leverage is really about taking the combined efforts of your team and creating a culture of winning and a culture of success. So I have four different types of people that are on your team, and we talk about that a little bit through the podcast. But what I really wanted to focus on was, how do you take those four letters for Fuel, and you can use that for developing anyone on your team. And so that's really what that whole premise behind. It gives you a structure by which to frame your conversations, to frame your development, to frame any challenges. And that, to me, I think sets you up for success from a leadership perspective. It also gives you work as a leader on what you can work on. And so I think that's the other space of it. Because if you find someone where that upskill and unlock, I'll say upskill. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background on this. Fuel had a lot of variations. So I think at one point F was fascinate. And then I think U was unlock. And link, I think, was L at one point. So that's the other part about writing a book, is figuring out what these letters actually mean and what really drives what I'm trying to do. Who knew how much time it took to figure that out? But it did. So if I flip words, that's because in my mind, I'm still thinking of maybe version 1.4 of the book. But in the unlock phase, in order for you to really figure out what skills, the skill gap between what your team has and what they need, that's where I talk about all those other things come into play. So finding out if they're a maximizer or if they're a purple or whatever, that's a part of the skill, right? But you as a leader need to dive into the role itself and say, okay, in order for this role to be successful, these are the skills that I need. I need somebody who can build relationship kind of person, which is great. But I also need somebody who has the technical skills. I need somebody who can be a project manager. Like, all of that becomes part of that unlock area. So there's work for you as a leader, as well as work for you in developing another team member. So let's talk a little bit about the letters. And I just mentioned it, but the letters were all over the place. When I started, so one of the things that I did was, it's kind of like a journal over the years, which 30 years is a lot to journal. But I went back to my journals from my college days. I went back to work pictures to kind of jive my memory. But a lot of it was really thinking about those key moments and those key beats in my career and what was successful in each of those spaces. Some of them were great, some of them not so great. So, but being able to be vulnerable and to write all of that stuff down is really what helped me drive the theming behind each of the letters. So regardless of the role I was in, when I was working with my team and or I was an individual contributor helping out the team, all of those letters came into play. And when I thought about the leaders who did a great job, those letters and those themes kept showing up. And when I thought about the leaders who were not so good, those themes kept showing up. So that's really where that came from, was a lot of journaling, reading old journals, going back into my career and just deciding what those themes were that drove success. And then how do I put it into a place that structured it so it's easy for someone to digest when they first become a leader? So here's the other stuff I'm going to tell you about writing a book. I don't think I could have done this if this was 10 years ago. And so I'm going to be fully transparent with you because that's just the only way I know how to be. But I will tell you that AI definitely helped in writing this book. So when you read the book, you'll see a lot of research comments. I did use the help of AI to help do that research for me. It was invaluable to be able to find that. Now, I did have to go back and question some of it and make sure that it was accurate and proofread it. But when I knew the theming of it and I knew what I wanted my research to support, I did use AI. I could not have done this without that. I have a regular job. I have a 9-to-5. I could not dedicate the time to do the research in the manner of when I was a college student and that was all I could do. So I did leverage AI in that space. Again, once you put the themes in and once you know where you're coming from, it was a little bit easier for me to verify. I had to do some extra work. I wouldn't be truthful if I sat here and told you that I didn't use AI to help me write this book. And I don't want to be that kind of person. I want to be the person that tells you the truth. There were versions I wrote the book and then I put them into an AI tool to make sure that my thoughts were flowing and that the story made sense and that the characters were flowing. And so it did play as my editor. And I feel like that's what AI is there for. The thoughts were mine. The development was mine. The theory and everything behind it, that's all mine, but I use it as a tool as my assistant. And so, but I don't want to ever put myself or anyone in a place to think that that's not what the tool is for. I'm proud of it because I would not have been able to do this work if it weren't for that. I would not have been able to get this in front of you if it weren't for that. This was 2 years in the making. So I'm proud of the work that I've done with it, but I also want to make sure that I'm forthcoming and honest about its use in this book and in this project. There are a couple of things that I learned about leadership, which is why we talked about this. It's a funny thing when you write a book. And again, a lot of this was based off of reflection. And so as I was reflecting back on this, I started reflecting about my own leadership and where I may have not done this to its fullest capability, where I may not have used fuel to its fullest capability. That's one of the really great things about writing a book. So I would encourage you, before I tell you the lessons I learned, I will encourage you that if you want to write a book, if you want to do something, take the risk, get out there and do it. Because what you don't know is what you'll learn from even failing at it. And I will tell you, I'm learning so much. We're going to talk in another episode about what I've learned from having a YouTube channel. I'm not doing a good job. I'm learning. So there's a lot of learning in here, but I'm enjoying the learning. I'm enjoying figuring this all out. And so whatever comes of this, it's okay because I've learned something. And I feel like if we can grow and continue to evolve and continue to learn, then even in failing, if this channel fails, it won't. But if this channel fails, I'm still winning. I'm still winning as a leader because I've learned to take a risk. I've learned to have mistakes. I've learned how to pivot. I've learned how to train myself on things, all valuable lessons in leadership and developing others. Again, if you are thinking about doing this, do it. Do it. Let's talk clarity versus complexity. When I started talking about this, I reflected on all of the different lessons that I learned. What I learned in those lessons is how to bring clarity in a space of complex. Being a leader is not easy. And it's one of the things I write about in the book. It's not an easy job. And it shouldn't be easy because you're developing others. Just like I would say parenting isn't easy because you're developing others. It's the same kind of concepts when you have the development of others in your hands, that you should treat it as something valuable that you would invest in. Because at the end of the day, when as a leader, when your person from your team moves on, the legacy that you leave with them stays with them. And it's part of your legacy. Just like my parents used to say to me when I walked out the door, I was a reflection of what my parents taught me. And so as a leader, you should take into consideration that if you want to leave a legacy of future leaders, then you should invest in your people as well as in yourself. So one of the things I wanted this book to do was to take that complex work of being a leader and bringing it down into something simple that was easy to digest and easy to act upon. This is book one. There are many things we'll continue to talk about, but this is a way to get the conversation started. The second thing that it let me do is it let me reflect on past mistakes. So I learned, even in writing the book, as I was reflecting on previous leadership roles, the things that I did that I was wrong, where I could have shown up as a better leader, where maybe I didn't listen to my employee the way that I could have, or I could have shown up differently. I could have engaged differently. I could have taken the team to leverage that talent across the team differently. So it was a lot of reflecting on my past mistakes. And again, I think being able to be in a space where you can reflect allows you to grow. And so I was really happy to do that as part of this book and part of this process. The last one was discipline over motivation. Sometimes when it comes time to do something, you can be motivated to be a really great leader. But if you don't have the discipline to put in the work, to do the work that takes to be a leader, then it's not going to work. I can be motivated to be great, but if I don't do the work, and part of doing the work is being disciplined, investing in yourself as well as investing in your team. And so I learned during this book that I have to continue to invest in myself, but I also have to continue to invest in my team. And I tell my team all the time, I'm a better leader because of them. But what I mean by that is because they challenge me to be better in order for them to get better. So here's the thing. At the end of the day, I wrote a book. I'm really excited about the book. I'm proud of the book. I want people to read the book. I think it's a helpful thing. I think it was my calling. I think that empty space I was feeling that I talked about earlier in the video, I think this was it. This was the space because I feel so alive and so full from doing this. And so I want you to get the book. But if you don't, that's okay. Because again, as a leader, you will get it. You will get there. And I believe in that. You would not have been promoted if your previous leaders did not think that you could do it. So I have no doubts that you can do it. But if there's a faster way, if there's an easier way, I'm hoping my book can help you with that. So who's this book for? It's for those new emerging leaders. If you've never been a leader of others before, this book is for you. I like to say that if you have been a leader in 2 to 3 years and you're like, what is happening? I don't think I'm doing a good job. This book is for you. But it's also for my experienced leaders. Like, I think there was a moment in reading this book and writing this book that I had to do some self-reflection on my leadership. And after, 15 years of having direct reports, I realized there were still things that I could learn and still things that I could do. So the book is for you too. And I hope that you take time to read it and then pass it on to one of your mentors and keep this legacy of developing leader living on and moving on. Where can you get the book? Right now it's on Amazon. It is $12.99 ebook or a $12.99 paperback. The link will be in the pinned comments down at the bottom. You can also follow me on other social media. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also Instagram. I'm still figuring it out. So be patient with me. I'm trying to figure out what that audience looks like. But I think YouTube and LinkedIn are going to kind of be my two spaces. I also have a podcast. The podcast is called The Unscripted Manager. I try to post the episodes here so that you can hear them. But they do play on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Again, all of this will be in the linked comment down below. So you'll see all of that down there. So that was a lot, but I wanted to, again, be real with you, be authentic with you. I'm sure I've messed up and said some words and flubbed and stuff, but that's me. That's who I am. And if I can't be authentic with you, then what's the point in doing all of this? So I want to get together. I want us to engage in the comments. I want to hear about your leadership. I want to hear the things that you did that were great, the lessons that maybe you wished someone had taught you earlier. Do you go by a structure? I do read the comments, and so I definitely want to engage with you. I also want to know, for new and emerging leaders, what's the biggest challenge you're facing right now? Where do you think you start, and how are you starting there? Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can all help each other out. I want you to listen to the podcast. The podcast is great. Podcast as itself, it should be about six to 10 minutes. They're really short bites. They drop every Tuesday. Again, links will be down below, so you'll see all of that information there. But in the meantime, thank you so much for taking time to listen. Please like, and if you do feel engaged, please subscribe. If this is anything that you feel familiar with or that rings true for you, please subscribe so that we can keep the conversation going. So thank you so much for allowing me to have the space. Thank you for staying until the end. And this is Veronica, and I will talk soon. Thanks. Bye.